Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've got our first guest
with us.
And we've got a regular. We got
Friend of the show.
Yeah, we've got Enzo Benacasa and Gisella Cozzo here to talk about a special performance that's happening today. Now, we did mention to our listeners who were around last week, Enzo, we did talk to you very briefly about what was going on, but now it's the big day has already arrived.
So yes, it's finally come.
Welcome to the show.
And thank you.
And tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, today we've got a Christmas concert on, and
In the gallery,
Enzo Benincasa Art Gallery.
Yep.
And
Which is across the road from the Pride Centre.
Yes,
we can
Jackson
see that. We throw rocks at your windows.
Yeah.
Rotten tomatoes.
And actually, looking up here gives me a lot of comfort, actually, knowing that you guys are just above me and next to me. So it's actually a fundraiser as well for the Red Cross. And Gisella Cozzo has been involved with the Red Cross before.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, guys.
No,
it's a pleasure to be for the first time on Joy FM.
Right. Now, that surname.
Rings a bell.
Is it Grand Sale, Grand Sale.
Comprate mobili da Franco Cozzo. Of course, I'm the daughter.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And my mum's the Legos queen.
As in the sauce.
That's it.
Wow.
Can you feel the love?
So what's it been like?
And Gisella, just one thing is the jingle queen overseas.
Right.
Wow. I've sung all the international campaigns and Italian campaigns.
Okay. So, but what's it been like having famous parents?
Amazing, because you are the reflection of your parents. So they've given me that energy, that motivation, and that love and passion for music and art.
Yep.
So, you know, through furniture, my father found his path.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, afterwards, she became an actress. So they've always been so creative people, and together they actually created the campaigns. My mother was the copyright behind all the campaigns.
Right,
and
fantastic.
My father was the artist, because he always wanted to be an artist. But through his furniture, he became a star.
Yeah, he certainly did. And how is he? Is he
He's great.
Fine?
Yeah, he's good. I mean, you know, my parents are getting older.
Of course
they are. Of course they're not doing things that they used to do at 50 or 60. So, you know.
But you're doing it now.
I'm doing it now. Yes. I've been doing my work for over 35 years. I won Young Talent, so I'm here at 16.
Hello.
I was a Young Talent Time singer, and Young Talent Time School, Teen Arena, we're friends, you know. A lot of growing up with art here in Melbourne and music, I used to open up the concerts for many Italian artists like Pupo, Ricche Poveri, Toto Cutugno, all the artists that used to come down. I was at 16, from 16 to 19, I used to open up and support them all around Australia.
Yep.
And then they called me overseas to...
So you live overseas?
I live in Milan, but I do come once a year, you know, to Melbourne to do things and to see my family and everything. But I'm a singer-songwriter, and with Enzo last year we met.
Okay.
Our families actually lived together in North Melbourne many years ago.
Or lived across the road.
Across the road, sorry.
Yeah.
And she had a shoe business.
So my father was a shoe importer.
Yeah, shoe importer.
And your father a furniture importer.
That's right.
And they knew each other.
Right.
And you know, the Italian migrants of the 50s and 60s.
Of course. It would have been an exciting time.
It was.
To be growing up. Although, did you see it that way? Or did you see it?
I think we did. Because they were very exciting people, but I think we've got that same sort of thing for being wanting to be with people, and we sort of both perform or something. So I think we picked
up. But I think he's sort of saying, David, about the actual, you know, the migration thing, that being Italian.
Yeah.
Being Italian wasn't easy. Not for the migrants in the beginning, because they did call them wogs. Okay, it was the truth.
Yep.
And so us children, you know, we would have these sandwiches, Italian type sandwiches, and of course the Aussie kids would have the Vegemite sandwiches. But sometimes they wanted my sandwich too.
Of course.
So you know, pretty cool. But anyway, you have your advantages and disadvantages. So, I think for the migrants it was very difficult in the beginning, but they did make Australia.
Of course,
we've got to say that Greeks, Italians did make Australia. So you know,
I didn't feel that when we were in North Melbourne because they were all migrants. I just
Ah, because of the community, you
the
mean?
The community. Right, it was. Okay. I found it very exciting, and my dad having a shop, a lot of people came.
Yeah, that's so true, but like more Italian, more Italians.
All Italians
because
and
migrants.
Because
they could feel connected with the shoes and with the furniture.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We can't shut them up at all.
No, we can't, that's right.
So
today, what's happening today?
Yeah, tell us what's happening.
Okay, music and art live show. When I contacted Enza for this event, because in Italy I had done something for the Red Cross, I was a volunteer for the Red Cross in Italy, and I did a documentary about during COVID. And I said, what can I do for a charity event in Australia? Red Cross, because I did it in Italy. So I said to Enza, why don't we do a charity event? I'm going to sing and you're going to paint. Yep. So music and art together, wow. United wow. for a good cause. Yep. And I've done many charity work, a lot of charity work overseas. I love doing that because through music you can share your gift. And you could give and share what yep. you really love doing. And today, thanks to Enza and her art gallery, we're going to assist, I think, something special and something together that we're going to create. One-in-a-lifetime thing, you know? And even though it's something that, you know, perhaps not the whole world's going to, you know, be there, but even if there are two people... That's enough
that's
for
right.
us.
Our world is going to be here.
That's
so
right.
We've got a beautiful community mm-hmm. here, warm community, and David has opened the world up to us.
Thank you, David. But I'll be back next year. You've got to interview me.
Hey.
You've got to interview about my music.
Right.
I mean, you
yes,
know.
Exactly.
And I've got Last Christmas coming out. I've got my songs already out Last Christmas. So
as in the Wham song?
Yeah, I did a cover. I did a cover version, right. So it's on Spotify and everywhere.
Okay. And it just
yeah.
came
so
out.
So it just came out, yeah. and I'm right. going to perform it.
Okay, so today you're performing
yes.
it. Right. 4 o'clock today.
Yes, yes.
What's the address, Enza?
So it's shop number 2-75A, Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. But you enter via Jackson Street,
yep.
and it's just next to the Pride Centre.
Across the road, not
yeah.
next.
The big rainbow
the
on the side. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come down, people, if you're in the area. So many people that listen live local. So come on down at 4 o'clock this
thanks.
Afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Something really special.
Yeah, it is going to be.
I think it's lovely what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time,
pleasure,
guys. Thank
pleasure.
You. Oh, see you next time.
Thank you so much for talking. Enza Benacasa and Gisella Cozzo here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.